Blog Talk Radio.
Chill out. Chill out. Chill out. Yo, yo. Princess Jazzy. Princess. Sexy K. Sexy. Mr. Sensation. Mr. Yo. Hey. And Mr. Goodly. And Mr. Goodly. It's on. It's on. Yo. Yo. Chill out. 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 And it's chill out. And it's on. It's on. It is chill out. And it's on. It's on. It's on. Chill out. 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 Tell out, tell out, tell out, tell out, and this time, and this time.
Yo, 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 what's up, what's up, what's up, and thank you so much for tuning in to Tell All Radio. This is your girl, Miss Princess Jazzy, along with my great co-host, Miss Sexy K.
Hello, what's up, you guys?
We got Miss Delicious.
What's up, what's up?
We got Mr. Goodness.
Hey, what's going on?
We got Mr. Prime Time.
What's up, what's up?
All right, you guys, we are going to jump right into the show for tonight. Of course, shout out and thank God for all he's done and all he's doing now and in the future. Also, shout out to the Six Man Radio team. I'm telling you guys, if you don't know, you better find out, get involved, get familiar with the movement, because it's definitely something epic that I think everyone should be a part of. So do me a favor and go to www.blogtalkradio.com/sixmanradio. That is the number 6, T-A-M-A-N-R-A-D-I-O. Scroll down and click on the show. We have Miss BD and Mr. Black with PD Radio on Tuesdays. Then on Thursdays, we have Woodshop with Miss Cobra. Fridays, we have Mr. GMS with the MCMI Report. Miss Bodega Fresh is on Sundays. And on Saturdays, the boss, Mr. Bad C, along with Miss Nadine Michelle, giving y'all that adult contemporary hip-hop and R&B. Also, y'all just don't know how much I appreciate you, how much we appreciate you for calling in and kicking with us every Wednesday from 9 until 11 p.m. Definitely appreciate you guys for holding it down and being part of this movement with us. Now for the word of the day, which is consistent, which means to be steady, even, reliable. Also, the quote of the day, which is coming from the great Maya Angelou, who said, courage, the most important of all virtues, because without courage, you can't practice any other virtue consistently. All right, now we are going to give you guys a rundown of the show tonight, the topic, which is conversation, men and women, the many different interpretations of life. Also, we have, of course, Sports Spasm with Mr. Goodness, the Business Spotlight with Miss Delicious, Sex Talk with Miss Sexy K, and also the Relaxation Moment with Miss Princess Dazzy. Last but not least, our special guest for today, we have Skeet, the young poet, coming through to kick it with us. I'm a big fan of poetry, so I'm super excited for that. But before we get into anything else, let's jump into, you know, some music tonight, which is coming from always DJ Prince, shutting it down and serving these streets. So listen up and stay tuned. And when we come back, Mr. Goodness is going to hit us with the Sports Spasm. Don't go nowhere. All right, Hello Radio. Let's go.
Serving these streets mixtapes. Mixtapes.
Y'all know where I'm from, man. Where I'm from, man. Mike Glover, me. Bitch. Shot the Queen. NYC, what up?
NYC, what up?
Detroit.
You know where the fuck I'm from. You know where the fuck I'm from.
Shout out to Troy Rowe.
This is Troy Rowe.
Real niggas know what it is, man.
Tell me where I'm from, Georgia.
told them, don't get them, you already know where the fuck a nigga is coming from. Joy roll this nigga, joy roll that.
Respect your grind, nigga.
Pistol in my joy roll. They ask me where I'm from, so I told them, don't get them, you already know where the fuck a nigga is coming from. Joy roll this
nigga, niggas, joy roll that.
With a joy roll pistol in my joy roll hat.
Talk to them, man, let's go.
Fuck what you think about me hurting, it's not true. But you fuckers can't do shit about me, right? Then the only desert on the Midwest, Joy Road, where niggas get out line of sight of they best. Who you know won't beef with us? Yo, Ray, right away. Burger King, yo ass right up and loudly walk the fuck away. Inspired by the street niggas, degrees and all. I know cats with PhDs, biggest thugs of them all. Right on Joy Road, ain't much of a tourist site, but I can ride down on some hoes, smoke and fuck the whole night. Make a thousand off the hit while in mid sip. We hood certified, so it's best that you don't slip. Black government gang. They ask me where I'm from, so I told them, don't get dumb, you all. Already know where the fuck a nigga is coming from. Joy roll this nigga, joy roll that. With a joy roll pistol in my joy roll hat. They ask me where I'm from, so I told them, don't get dumb, you already know where the fuck a nigga is coming from. Joy roll this nigga, joy roll that. With a joy roll pistol in my joy roll hat.
From living noise down to the south field, yeah. I'm good in the hood where it get real, yeah. Keep heat in the seat of the ever catch silly motherfucker wanna try, come get ill. J-O-Y-B-O-I, you know I rock for my set. Get wet with the tech, boy. Money, power, respect what I get, boy. Don't come around here if you ain't from here. Niggas kill around here, yeah. Pop the clips in, niggas be slipping, nigga get touched round here. Round here, better wear your vest round here. Round here, round here, beware, be scared. Yeah, niggas are killed, niggas are robbed, uh-huh. It's real round here. Joy Road niggas, craziest, pop the clip in the mad. Spread that shit, if a nigga come back, spread that shit. Come short on the bag, don't play that shit. Play hate on me, kill that shit. These my streets, say that shit. I'm the Joy Road General, say that shit. I'm the Joy Road General, say that shit.
They asked me where I'm from, so I told them, don't get dumb, you already know where the fuck a nigga is coming from. Joy roll this nigga, joy roll that. With a joy roll pistol in my joy roll hat. They asked me where I'm from, so I told them, don't get dumb, you already know where the fuck a nigga is coming from. Joy roll this nigga, joy roll that. With a joy roll pistol in my joy roll hat.
I'm a rep joy roll to the world, blow up. Hold up, I'm gonna get the ass toe up. Broke up, wood. I don't give no fuck.
Y'all really with snap back, like a strap on the back of your cap or a D4L track. Your life's in a lot of danger. You do have any idea where you're standing at?
This boy from the concrete, gang heat if you wanna act up. Cock game and squeeze if you ain't got a vest for the chest, nigga better back up.
Boy, back you the fuck up. I'm surgical with this tool, homie. Don't be a fool. It's like putting a fish in a few piranhas in the pool. You lose.
Gun tested, good certified. You don't wanna mess with. All my niggas get live on the road when I roll through the set. Play me, got a death wish.
Talking about a bad fetish. I'm accustomed to getting money and keeping the strap for me. Alleviated off your feet will be the outcome if you disrespect me, homie. They ask me where I'm from. I told them, don't get dumb, you already know where the fuck a nigga is coming from. Joy roll this nigga, joy roll that. With a joy roll pistol in my joy roll hat. They ask me where I'm from, so I told them, don't get dumb, you already know where the fuck a nigga is coming from. Joy roll this nigga, joy roll that. With a joy roll pistol in my joy roll hat.
Fuck with us, fuck with us.
Serving these streets mixtapes, mixtapes, mixtapes.
For the strip clubs, my bad bitches,
black government, gang.
My bitches with their hair done, money in the bank.
I can't remember nights when I'm getting bad bitches.
Strip club bad bitches, man.
Bad bitches, I'm a status
up. We're not talking about y'all broke hoes, man. Get your money off. Campaign, the mixtape right here. DJ the fuck print, man, let's go.
Bitches all in my radar. Now I'm hit the set black to death, dog Vader. If you are less than a nine, I have to see you later. Cause 9 out of 10, I'm eyeing on something that's greater. Phenomenally scamming when I saw them diamonds shining. And she really wasn't moving, but her ass just kept on vibing.
divine life. How your parents do that? How the fuck your face so pretty, waist so skinny, ass so fat, gotta have that. Nothing but the finest. My chicks to make you stand at attention. Don't believe it, that's Jake Diamond.
He do.
Must I remind them, oh, higher than your highness. It's nothing but the best for this Joy Rose finest.
Bad bitches, bad bitches. I can't remember nights when I didn't have bitches. Bad bitches, bad bitches. Now my status up, I'm fucking nothing but them bad bitches. Bad bitches, bad, bad, bad bitches. Chop them up for crime when you're the wrong. We say some bad bitches. Bad bitches, bad, bad, bad bitches. Never seen you stressing, got a different set of bad bitches.
Okay, oh, okay. Diamonds in this motherfucker.
Yeah.
No jewels and I still rule. I'm shining in this motherfucker. VIP, come fuck with me. I'm clowning in this motherfucker. It's blood wound and I made it rain. Y'all drowning in this motherfucker. Yeah. Bad bitches all around us. For security needed, we don't cuff. Like John did, we got big bucks.
Green, green, green.
Baby girl, know my paper long. By the end of the night, I might take her home. Pump that ass to sleep when she wake, I'm gone.
Baby.
Then it's on to the next chick. Bad bitches on my line, no guest list. My Spanish vixen suck me like she missed me. She does the impossible, her mind is headed to miss me.
Yeah. Bad bitches, bad bitches. I can't remember nights when I didn't have bitches. Bad bitches, bad bitches. Now my status up, I'm fucking nothing but them bad bitches. Bad bitches. Bad, bad, bad bitches, chop them over, crime when you're the wrong, we take some bad bitches. Bad bitches, bad, bad, bad bitches, never seen you stressing, got a different set of bad bitches.
I don't need a bad bitch, cause I got one.
Got one.
If the bitch is not with me, then she is not one.
Yeah, one.
Bitch, look at me,
look at me.
Follow suit,
follow suit.
I keep a bad bitch, fuck a hoe that's cute.
All up in my whip side.
I'm sitting in my lap grind.
Slide the panties to the side, get inside till I beat five bodies.
Ain't nobody got time for that.
No.
Damn, bitch, your ass is fat. Red bottom, she got them. Killing hoes when she rock them. Knock them dead, give me head.
Yeah.
Lip gloss, stay poppin', Jimmy Choo, Choo Cobbin, Snooty bitch, pee poppin', all in all, she bad as hell,
bad as fuck,
no, bad as hell,
her boyfriend is mad as fuck, she bad as hell, I fuck the real.
Bad bitches, bad bitches, I can't remember nights when I didn't have bitches. Bad bitches, bad bitches, now my status up, I'm fucking nothing but them bad bitches. Bad bitches. Bad, bad, bad bitches, chop them over, crime when you're the wrong, we take some bad bitches. Bad bitches, bad, bad, bad bitches, never seen you stressing, got a different set of bad bitches.
Hey, yo, shout it.
Shout it.
What it is, babe?
Yo, fine,
hey, over here.
Hey, yeah, you, over there in that red drink.
That bitch bad, motherfucker, ain't you shout it. You bad in the motherfucker, shout
yeah,
it.
Yeah, fuck
I watch your ass all in the goddamn club.
Shit, I done talking this bitch.
Me come fuck
I
me and my team, me and my team come fuck with you and
hey,
your
man,
team.
Hey,
you
hey,
gonna get the thing cracking real proper like.
You
feel me? Bad bitch.
Serving these streets mixtapes.
Fuck with me.
Fuck with me. Fuck with me.
See if y'all niggas not fucking with us. That mean y'all doing the wrong thing, man. Black government gang. Detroit, stand the fuck up, man. We here. I mean, all y'all niggas gotta do. It's Google us, man. Underground Summer Jam 2. On the way, man.
Thinking that we fucking around. On the beat, we collect the
July 2013.
Shit out of one, you 10 men, y'all ain't got no heart.
Black up in the building.
You on the other hand, the wave for the team, I had you dealing with
uh-huh.
Ain't no pause once the beat shit start. Words in my nigga's scam.
Yeah.
I'm up and send his body parts to his fam.
I don't have the patience for the bullshit hate.
Nah,
I'm the type of nigga that you gonna play it safe with.
Yeah.
Girl say I'm a dick, nah, I'm a nut. Masturbation my niggas get the bus and bitch, they aiming for your face. No homo, catch me in the streets, nah, I'm never so solo. Nope. Run up on me, nigga, that's a no-go. Nope. I had you dancing with the star cast bono. The cat just say busted to see get the best promo. Mike, cover me.
All right, you guys, we are back. We are back, and we are going to jump right into the topic for tonight. As I said, this conversations between men and women. And one thing I want to talk about is how to avoid common arguments between men and women, by better understanding how we communicate. So, you guys, I just want to talk about what are some ways that you conversate with your spouse or your significant other without arguing with that? Or do you just argue all the time?
Well, I feel the best way that you can conversate without arguing is just try to listen to what the other person has to say. And just not talking over each other, you know, getting everyone's point across, and try to put yourself in their shoes, and they need to do the same thing, and just, you know, basically try to compromise. I mean, I think that's what kind of keeps you from getting to the arguing point.
That's true. I definitely think that most arguments occur because of misunderstanding.
Yes.
Women, we want to vent, and a man is kind of looking like, okay, she wants me to find a solution. She wants me to figure out how to fix the problem. And it's kind of like, we don't want you to figure out nothing. We just want to say what we want to say just to get it out. And then men, you know, they work through silence. They like to be quiet. They don't like to express their feelings or their emotions or talk about it. They just want to let me work it out on my own in silence. And I think that's a bad thing sometimes.
Yeah, because they kind of let it sit there and build up and build up. And then it's like when they're really mad, that's when they want to talk. It's when they're really mad.
Explode.
Yes.
And I think definitely women misinterpret them being silent as, oh, he don't want to talk to me. And sometimes it's not like that. Sometimes, you know, guys just really, you know, they work better, you know, if they work it out within themselves. But it's kind of like, okay, guys, you can work it out, if, you know, within yourself, but you're not the only person in the situation. I'm in the situation too, so don't you think I should be involved in whatever it is that you're working out?
Yeah.
I just think it's obvious. I mean, fellas, can I get some feedback? Y'all not saying nothing. Y'all quiet. So it must be true. Y'all just quiet.
Well, not always. Not always. It got to be dealing with the female also. Honestly, I would just, you know, talk it out amongst both of us, instead of just, you know, basically walking out, storming out, slamming doors, breaking things. Because, I mean, you're just making problems worse. You ain't making it no better. You're just going to make it worse. So.
Yeah, because I'm the type, I hate fighting. Ugh, I hate arguing and I hate fighting. I don't want to do it. It's so much work. I can't do it. Too much. Another thing, I feel like men always ask, what can I do for you, or what's wrong, or how can we fix it? They always want to know. And women we like to hint. We don't like to tell you. We want you to already know what we're thinking and how we're feeling. We don't want to have to tell you. And I mean, I think guys make direct requests while, you know, like I said, women, when they do it, they definitely just want to hint around it. They hint to you like, hey, you know, I like flowers, so that means go get me some damn flowers. Like, you know what I mean? Like, go get it. And I think, you know, like I said, women expect men to read their minds without actually telling them what's going on or what they want. And I think if women did more of asking, like, hey, I would really love if you did this, or telling, hey, I would really love if you rubbed my feet or something, then, you know, it would be better. The situation would be better. The relationship would be better.
But why y'all can't read our minds? That's what I want to know. Well, we
it's
tell
also
y'all
complicated.
To well, we tell y'all to leave us alone when we watch the TV.
Listen. Well, because y'all always watch the TV. That's why.
Y'all always want flowers. What's the business? Now,
y'all
gotta,
can
hey,
take time.
Go, we can what?
Y'all can take time and stop watching TV and spend time with your woman.
But I mean, hold up. If what if we give y'all all the time that whole week, and one day we just want to sit out and watch the game, like Sunday come on, football come on Sundays, you know what I'm saying? And we just we want to be into the, you know, game or whatever, and we still got to spend time with y'all.
Okay, so with that, I mean, I can't really justify women who, you know, spend time with that man all during the week, and then Sunday he want to be by himself, and you just don't want to leave him alone. I can't justify that, but
yeah.
I'm talking about guys who want,
but what
don't
if we tell y'all, okay, go ahead out and spend time with your girlfriends while we watching the game, or if we gonna go over our friend house and watch the game. Why it's always we up to something no good?
Cause you are. I mean,
but
to be honest,
girlfriends is all innocent.
Okay, first of all, you told us to go out with our girlfriends. We didn't say, "Oh, babe, I'm gonna go out with my girls tonight." No. You said go ahead, go out with your girls, whatever. Which means that you trust that we're not gonna do anything.
So,
but
if we y'all tell us a little home to home was, then what? Y'all ain't gonna say that though.
Y'all doing something. I don't care what you talking about.
You know what I'm saying?
Y'all doing something.
But I mean, it's both genders. I mean, you know what I'm saying? You say we doing something, but what if we thinking the same thing? Y'all might be doing something,
but then,
too.
Well, then you can think the same thing. But I also think that boils down to if you trust your spouse in the relationship. Because if I don't trust you, then, yeah, I'm going to think you doing something all the time. All the time. I'm going to think you're doing something. So, yeah, it all boils down to, you know, how much trust you have with that person.
If you don't got trust, you don't got nothing.
Exactly. But, you know, some people get into relationships without trust all the time.
They try to do the financial thing. See, that's why a lot of people get married. You know, for financial, but there ain't no love there. That's why a lot of stuff happens.
Yep. Also, with women, I feel like the reason why we have so much misunderstanding and miscommunication is because women, it's all about the details. It's all about you remembering what we wore on your second date. Because if you know what we wore, and then the thing is, I can't even say that because for me, I don't remember nothing.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. And then y'all want to act crazy. Do you remember what color my eyeshadow was? Come on now.
I don't remember.
Or do you remember what color panties I had on? You done had on about 50 different kinds of panties since then. Come on. See, y'all don't do that big that somebody will remember.
I bet you remember, though. Exactly.
No, I know.
They remember them panties now. They remember, oh, yeah, I remember those. The ones with the hole in the front. Yeah, I remember that.
Well, I'm saying, but y'all act crazy. Y'all be like, what color was the dress that I was wearing? That ain't even crossed my mind since the first time we seen each other. You go ask me that. We done did 50,000 things. You done had on 50,000 different dresses. Come on now. Why would y'all ask that?
My thing is, I'm the type of person, I'm like a guy, like, I don't remember when we first had our first date, our anniversary, I don't remember none of that shit.
Yeah, where we went, when did we kiss? See, you can't ask people exactly like that, because the first thing a man going to say is, make sure that was her. Let me see, you can't do that. Y'all be trying
but
to catch people off guard, and that ain't right.
No, it's just that, and I feel like the reason why women do that is because they want to know how much you, they want to know if you are really paying attention to things that they do or how they do.
I mean, but it's still because y'all don't pay attention. I mean, y'all will be like, oh, where you get that scar from? Be like, child, I done had this scar 6 months. Well, I just not seen it. Where it came from? That's what I'm saying. Crazy stuff. But
yeah,
if we don't notice you got a little earring in your ear, it's trouble.
Exactly.
Oh, you didn't notice that? Oh, you didn't notice I polished my nails? You get your nails polished every week. And there's nothing different. Oh, you got a star on one of your fingers.
You know how when you get your hair done, now if your hair is a total different color, and you ask the person, what is different about me? And they say nothing, obviously they're not paying attention to you. Like,
exactly.
You don't know that my hair is a whole different color? Really?
Yeah, that's something. But I think that women should keep in mind that men don't remember details as well because of the differences in how they process the information. Not because they don't care, but it's just
because it's not important. That's the thing. It is important.
Now, I'm not going to say it's not important.
It's important to you.
It's important to Miss Delicious as well.
That's just like I might tell you, okay, I need to know this score, but you're going to be like, I'd be like, okay, remind me that this boxing match come on such and such time. And you forget, the first thing going to come to your mind is, it wasn't too important to me, so I didn't make an effort to remember. You getting your hair done every week. I mean,
why
should I?
Yeah, but it's a different color.
Well, not really different.
Mm-hmm. It's a different color.
Nah. All that guy looks the same to me. All of it looks the same.
Well,
you never know.
That.
You might come in there and I'd be like, oh, your hair looks nice. Oh, this a wig. Mm-hmm. Now you mad at me because I didn't know it was a wig. See, that's what I'm saying. No matter what you do, you ain't going to get, you're not going to come out right with no woman. So the best thing to do is act like you got amnesia. I don't know.
You are something else. No. And that's the thing. You know what? If men just pick up on that one little thing, it doesn't have to be everything, but that one little thing.
But
you
that's,
say,
that's
you
the
know
thing.
What?
That one little
like
thing would drive
weight.
Y'all crazy.
Anything. You say, baby, well, you look like you're losing weight. That's something nice.
No. And hey, what's the
that
first thing I said
like,
now? I know. I know I'm losing weight. What you telling me for? You trying to say something?
What kind of girl is Miss Goodness with? Because that's crazy. A girl.
Exactly.
Kind of woman says, I know I'm losing weight. What you asking me for? He needs to
take his
girl that he's with,
because
that is crazy.
Exactly. They all crazy.
All of them. Not all of them.
Not
crazy. I'm crazy. Also, I feel like problems, listening versus trying to solve them. When a woman has a problem, a man offers solutions. Often, she's simply looking for understanding and validation. A woman tends to give men what she'd want, a shoulder to cry on, which is often the last thing he wants. So men should offer women compassion first and then help. And women should offer men help first and then compassion. I just think that men, y'all forget that we're women and we're emotional and we're, you know, crybabies or whatever you want to call it. But we want that emotional side of you. We want you to be like, oh, baby, I'm so sorry. You know, are you okay? We want that. And then we want you to help us solve a problem. We don't want you to be like, oh, well, let's think of something we could do. You ain't even hug me or nothing. You just straight to, oh, well, this is what you need to do. And it's kind of like, I just want you to love me. I just want you to be like, baby, it's okay. Come here. Let me hold you. You know what I mean? Just come here. Let me take care of you for this one moment. And just relax you, and then we can think of a solution to your problem. And men are completely different. They're the other way around. They want the help first, and then after they get over the hurdle or whatever it is they're going through, then they want to be all lovey-dovey and get some. So I just think that people need to just realize that men are the opposite of women, period.
Yeah, but people
all
got
all you have to do is think about that.
I need that woman I got, I need her. Maybe if I beat her a little bit, she'd be all right.
Maybe if she kill you a little bit, you'll be okay.
Oh, snap.
Oh, God, don't beat her. Don't beat her. Don't
yeah. You told Harpo to beat me.
Don't do it, honey. Don't do it.
Oh, I swear it was that old mule, Paul.
Kick me right in the face. Right in the face. Oh, gosh.
I just look at it like this. It'd be so much stuff going on, like the kids, work, bills, everything. I mean, you really don't think about it. I know sometimes that you need to say it, but I know with me, my mind be going so many thousand different places that I'd be like, man, I already be ready to cuss everybody out at work. So. Even though I'm told a lot of times I don't do nothing, I still ain't figured it out. So I guess they just paying me not to do nothing.
What about when your girl said, you don't never do nothing. You always doing what you want to do. You don't never do what I want to do. Why is it that
y'all hear that all the time.
Or even like when you don't want to watch like the movies that you want to watch, but they always want you to watch the movies they want to watch.
Exactly. Just selfishness.
But in the end, what they always say, ooh, that was a good movie. Or let me tell you how manipulating y'all are. Let me tell you how manipulating y'all. It'd be like, okay, you'd be like, well, what you want to do? Don't you want to go over here? You know it's what you want to do, but you ain't going to say that. You going to let me feel like it's something that I wanted to do.
Man, he just feel important. I mean, y'all like
that. Y'all like to feel important.
Yeah, but still though, if I don't feel like doing it, I ain't going. But I always told, I feel I do it because I want to do it. No, that ain't the reason I do it.
I feel what you're saying. We definitely can. And it's not that we manipulate you. We just persuade you to want to do it. That's what
that is. Yeah, be like, ooh, don't you think this right here
Oh, we'll have fun over here. Nigga, you want to go anyway. What you... Just tell me you want to go.
Exactly. I think women do that a lot. I do it, so... I definitely understand where you're coming from. But we're going to... get into our interview for tonight with Skeet, the young poet. So we're going to bring him in and kick it with him and talk to him, get to know him. What's up? How are you?
I'm all right. Yourself?
That's good. That's good. Everyone, this is Skeet, the young poet.
What's up?
I'm super excited because I love poetry, and
so, I mean, I got to write.
Yes, absolutely. I'm excited.
Oh, okay.
Do you do like freestyling, or do you just write?
I free write, so I don't know if that counts. You know, I don't freestyle, but I free write. I do that every now and then, but mainly I free write though, because all my poems they probably get. I write them in like 2 minutes. I don't really spend time on them. They just come.
Okay. So what with your name? Your name is Devin. Am I saying that right?
Yes. You saying what's with my real name or what's with my poet name?
Well, where did you get your poet name?
Skeet? I don't know. My name was always Skeet since like middle school. And when I was in Afghanistan, I don't know, the young poet just came out of nowhere and I just rung with it. And then since then, that's been like, it's been 3 years since I put the young poet on it. Everybody's been going with it since then, so.
Okay. So your poetry is a way for you to vent. I know a lot of artists or poets, they do it as a way to express the way they're feeling because they're unable to say it or speak it.
I won't say I'm unable to say it or speak it, but it is my vent and my outlet, you know, through my books and through my spoken word. That's how I, you know, let it all out. But I still, you know, confront the situation if it's a situation, but it's just easy to let out on paper as well, so.
So you have books. How many books do you have?
I have 3 out right now, and I'm actually republishing my first book sometime next week, and probably in a month or two, I'm publishing an album / Kindle book. So.
Okay. So I definitely have to get some books and read them. Because I love poetry. It's definitely something that, you know, is like, I don't know. It's just something that moves me.
Sure, go check me out on YouTube. I got a few pieces on that.
I definitely will. Definitely. I'm going to do that as soon as possible. Also, you go to school, cosmetology. How is that?
It's all right. We're learning that. Like, it's kind of fun, but we're learning nails, whatever. I really don't plan on doing it like that. I might do the nails as a side hustle, but I plan on owning the salon, you know, once I'm about, like, 30, 40 years old. So I'm just going to school to get the knowledge. But, you know, it's fun, you know, learning new things. It's like two dudes that are me and one other dude, but it's fun learning. Cause we learned hair like the last couple of months, learning nails this month, and then back to learning hair, like chemicals and stuff. So.
Okay, so why didn't you go into business first, or you just want to know how to do everything?
I might go into it, but I guess it's been in me already. Like a lot of people, so I went to school for business, but I never did. I just always been, like, in entrepreneur mode. Like in high school, I technically ran my own business. I sold hot dogs, chips, juice, all type of stuff, and I had 10 freshmen selling for me as well. And I was making about $800,000 a week as a senior in high school. And since then, I always did something in business, like, and I'm still doing it.
Yeah.
So, can you give me like a little snippet of something?
You saying a poem?
Yeah.
Okay. It was your heart that I yearned for. It was the taste of your lips that I would die for. It was that feeling of your soul merging with mine that I never felt before. It was that love that both of our hearts could not ignore. It was how our spirits came together and ignited like never before. It was how I found myself coming back for more and more. It was how our intellectual minds continued to soar and gave this thing called love one big roar. That's it for that piece.
Okay, what was that? Was that something you just made up, or is that something
you
already
did? It was a piece that is actually in my last book. It's a love book called The Mysteries, Powers, and Confusions of Love. It's a little love piece. It's one of the, because it's three pieces I perform at everywhere I go and every radio show I go to, and I do that piece, an inspirational piece, and it's kind of like, I say, almost like Black History Tag, the inspirational piece. When I do those three pieces, that's like my opening everywhere I go.
Okay. So, I know, when an artist because I definitely refer to poets as artists, when, you're doing all these different things, writing, do you do it as something you've heard before or something you've been through? And how does it feel when you say that, oh, I did this, and you write this poem, and people are looking like, oh, I never knew you went through that. Does that kind of make you feel vulnerable to people? Do you feel
it don't make me feel vulnerable or whatever, because I'm the type of dude, I express myself anyway. I don't really keep stuff in to certain people, but to a female or something, I'll probably express myself. So it doesn't really make me feel vulnerable at all. And, yeah, mainly, like, I say about 80% to 90% of my poems be about me. And about the other 10%, it's either something I done went through or something I've seen, like, up close with a relative, a close friend. Like, pretty much all my life. I guess my life experiences are that's what I write about. And a lot of people, they really don't even ask me. They already get that feeling, because in a lot of my poems, I actually put Skeet in there. And then some people that, what I'm saying, like, they'll end up seeing a tad bit of the situation. And be like, oh, Skeet. Like, I remember a tad bit of that, so it did happen, this and that. So.
You say you do performances as well, right?
Yes, I do. Yes.
What do you think, how do you feel when you're performing and when you're saying your poetry to all these random people, they're staring at you?
Honestly.
Like, how do you feel?
Like, nobody never believe me, but I be nervous as hell. I do, for example, I had performed at a retirement dinner, and I was sitting beside my cousin, and then my cousin, I was like, man, I had kind of got bubble guts out of nowhere. I ain't never been that bad. And I was like, man, I promise if I get this poem, I'm going to say one word and I'm going to walk off. He started laughing. He's like, you learn. But then I got up there, and then, everything just flowed, and actually was like my best performance, whatever. And I came back home and was like, man, you sound like Meek Mill. And that was the first time you heard me perform. And the last time I performed, I was a little nervous, but I was good, Because, I might be nervous, but I don't ever really, show it. I just get up and do my thing, and that's it.
So what should people, or what can people expect to see when you perform live? Do you do, body movements, or
I just perform, really. I say my piece, whatever, and I don't really do all that moving. Like, I just got into kind of a little hand movement, but I don't really do all the moving. I like to touch with my words, really.
How long have you been performing live?
About a year, almost a year, year and a half.
So I know you should know. I'm going to just say this. You should know. But I know every poet remembers their first poem they've ever written. The first one that was like, oh, I really want to do this. Oh, I really like writing. Do you remember your first one?
I remember the first one I really knew I had the talent. But to dig back before that, because I actually started writing like in the 6th, 5th grade. But I used to write just events. I ain't considered poetry then. I just was writing events. And then my mom actually found when I was cursing. She was like, what you cursing for? And like that one I don't really remember, but I think the next time I used to say love poems, I ain't never really pay attention to what I write. Like, it's just like I write now, but this time I actually pay attention to them. Cause I used to just write. And I used to say love, like, you know, I told you I sold everything. I sold love poems. I sold love poems and teddy bears and roses on Valentine's Day. And then around the time, my 11th grade year, we had a poem. It's the ABC Doran poem. And, like, pretty much every line goes A to Z. And I wrote it, and she accused me of stealing the poem. And that's actually, like, really my first poem. I actually remember that verbatim. And she was like, you stole that poem. Like, that's in a book. I'm like, I don't read. Like, I don't read, so how could I steal it? Whatever. You know, I'm going to go back there and show the poem in my book. So. Did you want me to say that piece? Or?
Yeah, I definitely.
All right, it's called Am I a Black African American? Am I a Black African American, crying for our people's dignity, eager to know our face, gaining our humanity, increasing our chances of having joy, knowing where I came from in life, making a difference out of our nation, obtaining peace, questioning the reason for racism, still believing we can overcome past torments, understanding our vision, which is to unite as one, wailing while playing a xylophone, yelling because of the zest I have in fighting for our people. That's it for that piece.
Okay. I'll pick that. So, I know, you know, everyone goes through struggles and heartache and all this stuff when they're pursuing something that they love to do. So what would you say would be the biggest challenge that has been for you?
Really, right now, I think what I've been through in the past, like, it's nothing really too hard for me. Like, cause I have a lot of stuff that, you know, goes on, and I got this thing where I find a positive meaning in everything. And, like, no matter what comes at me, whether it's somebody hurting me or somebody, you know, talking at me about me wrong or got my name in their mouth, like, you know, saying bad things, like, I find positive meaning in it all. Like, I feel like it's a good reason behind all. It might be a bad reason, but you can't look for that negative. You got to look for the positive. And I don't know. It don't never really affect me in a bad way. Like, you know, if I end up having a downfall, I sit and say, you know, maybe I needed this downfall, you know, to, you know, get back right, because there's always time for, you know, developing yourself more. So even with a downfall, I don't really feel like, you know, I'm struggling at all. It's just there's more time to focus on the stuff that I needed to correct, whether it's on my performances or just me individually, you know, because before you do anything, I think you need to focus on yourself individually. Before that, you know, because a lot of people look at it as entertainment, but I don't look at it as entertainment. It's, you know, it's just something I love to do. You know, poetry is like my heart and my passion. So,
if you had an opportunity to change something, because I know, you know, as an artist myself, there's always something I want to change or make better, you know, when I'm doing my music or when I'm doing writing poetry. So if you could change anything about your poetry, what would it be and why?
Is there anything about my poetry?
Yes. Something to make it better, change up the style a little bit.
I say a better stage presence. Like as far as like my work, I don't really see no. But I say a better stage presence. Like, I don't really see no problem with mine, but I know it could get better. And then, you know, with a better stage presence, that brings more people. But that's really the main reason behind that. So.
So are in, you know, in poetry and music, they definitely impact both the young and the old. So what advice do you have for the youth today that are, you know, getting into poetry or music or whatever?
You know, all I say is stay humble. I say, you know, stay humble, keep the faith and the drive. And, you know that it's going to be, you know, falls. It's going to be people down and you, people trying to, you know, like, tear you down, whatever, and just, you know, keep pushing. Like, even when you're at your last, whatever, keep pushing, because pursuing your dreams and anything, it's going to take time and it's going to be mistakes. And then you have to be ready to take risks, not in, you know, a negative way, but in a positive way, because a lot of people, you know, they don't take risks but they don't understand, like, in any business, you have to take risks and try to find out ways to make, you know, your career better, whatever, or make whatever you do better. And, you know, pursue that and keep going at it, you know, not even 100%, like, you know, 200%.
Does anyone influence you as far as poetry goes? Do you have any...
You said
any artists
poetry
that you really like? Yeah.
Not really, but I'll say as far as the fellow poets and that's out there now and that's up and coming, and they push me just because, you know, when I see them stepping up their game, I have to step up my game, and when I see them grinding that means I have to grind harder. So little stuff like that, even if it's somebody I don't even know, even if it's somebody that just writes and they don't have a book out, I still feel like I need to step up my game every time I see them step up their game. So.
That's true. That's definitely true. Do you have any upcoming performances or,
Actually, October 17th, but that's down here in Miami, Florida on 36th Street and 2nd Avenue. I really don't have all the details right now, but that's pretty much it, October 17th. And I'm still, they're doing a flyer up and everything. And besides that, I just have an interview coming up on another interview coming up on the 22nd. And once November hits, before November, within a week or two, I should be publishing another book, which is the remake of my first book, just with additional poems. Different titles and different cover.
Okay. Well, this is something that I do for all artists that come on my show. We have to do the fill in the blank. But before we do that, we're going to go into some music. And when we come back, we're going to fill in the blank. Is that cool?
Yeah, that's fine.
Be ready, because I'm going to get you, I'm gonna stump you. So you better be on point, I'm just saying. All
right.
But we'll be right back, you guys. Definitely keep listening. We got the boy, Skeet, the young poet, your girl, Princess Jazzy, and the rest of the team. So definitely stay tuned, we'll be right back.
Made a wrong turn, once or twice, dug my way out. Blood and fire, bad decisions, that's alright. Welcome to my silly life. Mistreated.
Guys, we are back. We are back, and we are joined by Skeet, the young poet, and we're going to get into the fill in the blanks. So, are you ready? Good?
Not really, but you can go ahead.
I promise I'm not going to scare you. I promise. It's a little simple fill in the blanks. All I'm going to do is I'm going to read a statement, and I want you to fill in the blank with whatever you want to say. Okay? Cool.
All right.
Without poetry, I would be. Just fill in the blank, whatever you want to say. Your answer, without poetry, I would be.
Not breathing.
Poetry is.
Life.
My poetry makes me feel
great.
I write poetry because
I'm trying to change the world.
And people should support my poetry because.
Because I support them.
All right. Super. Great answers. Yay. Once again, you guys, this is Skeet, the young poet. Go ahead and shout out your Twitter or whatever, your Facebook or whatever you want to shout out. Go ahead and get that in.
I got no time to spit another piece to them.
Oh, go ahead. Whatever you want to do. All
right, I'm
going to
get them with a piece then. All right, it's called Wake Up. What's up, bro? You need to wake up. Take a look at reality. Use your God-given ability. Do you see this animosity that is growing in our streets? Well, it's not about that. It's about prosperity. Yeah, you need to preach to your peers about unity. Yes. Making a difference. Oh, Lord. I'm going to end it there. Yeah, my dog's kind of interrupting.
Okay. Well, go ahead and shout out your Twitter, your Facebook.
You can follow me on Twitter at S_D_Y_P. Also, my fan page is Eat the Young Poet, but the is spelled with the D-A, and Young is without the O. And my website is eattheyoungpoet.com. And you can type in Devin Streeter and Amazon, and all my books will pop up. That's about all.
Okay, cool. I'm definitely going to do that and see what's up and read some of your poetry and some of your books. And if I like it, you know what I mean, I might, you know, buy it. You never know.
Actually, you know, you can, because if you read on your computer, like if you download to your computer, they have them for 99 cents. You know, that saves you like $10, $11 for the Kindle or Nook.
Well, you know, I'm definitely interested in learning more. So I'm definitely going to do that. But I thank you so much for coming on, and I appreciate it. I enjoyed myself. I hope you enjoyed yourself as well.
Yes,
and,
I did.
We can definitely get you back on and chop it up some other time. Cool?
Right. That's cool with me.
All right. All right, thanks so much.
Thank you.
All right, you guys, once again, you're listening to Tell All Radio. That was Skeet, the Young Poet. Definitely dope. Has some little hot poetry going on. So I'm definitely interested in hearing some more of that as well. You guys, were y'all feeling that?
Yeah, it was good.
Yeah, it was definitely interesting. Definitely liked it. So we're going to get into some music for a second. And when we come back, we're going to get back into the conversation, into the topic. Definitely, if you guys want to comment on the topic or if you want to talk about, you know, conversations that you have had with your significant other or another gender, definitely hit us up at 646-478-3599. Again, that is 646-478-3599. We're going to get into some Toni Braxton because that's my girl. I love her. She's dope. So we're going to go ahead and get into some music. When we come back, like I said, we're going to be getting back into the topic. So definitely stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Hey, hold up a minute. Let me stop up here and use this payphone real quick. Calling, you know, just calling to let you know. Don't wait up for me tonight. I just got a lot of things on my mind I gotta think about, you know. I'll be over Brian's house, you know, just for the night. I know things are different, but you know, it's not you, it's me, you know, it's really me, you know. Basically, I just think I'm gonna need some space.
It ain't me till you say the same has changed.
enough to say that I think you deserve somebody better than me, you know. And right now, I can't give you what you need, you know. I mean, I wanna love you, man. I'm gonna love you one day, but you know, I mean, you just gotta understand where I'm coming from.
You say right now that you're not what I'm looking for, and what you really need is time to grow. Promising that one day you may come around, and I'm supposed to let that go. But where the hell do you get off telling me your mama said I'm not the one you need? I tell you what, since she knows it all, and then that's where you need to be. Just don't make no excuse.
You guys, we are back, we are back. That was Toni Braxton with Just Be a Man About It. That's what I'm talking about. Go ahead, Toni. Tell him, be a man. Why don't we have any men out there anymore? Y'all be acting like little girls.
Because we ain't got no women out there no more.
Y'all be acting like little girls. I feel like this, like the men are acting like the women and the women are acting like the men. Why are we changing roles?
Right,
I need y'all to get it together.
Show right about that. Hey, you show right about that. So
the
women
together,
sure do try to act like the men.
That's because we are taking on that role. We are pretty much handling. We holding it down. And y'all not
y'all
doing nothing
doing
but sitting
nothing.
There. We holding it
y'all
down. Y'all
doing
not
nothing.
Doing nothing.
Y'all ain't doing nothing but whining. Well, why you can't read my mind? Complaining. Because you can't get out my face.
Whatever. I think what it is that men, they pick one situation and they put it in this one little box. And women, we look at the big picture.
There's only one picture. There's no little picture.
Y'all, men look at the little picture and women look at the big picture. I think that's
what
it is.
But you know
what?
You complain about certain females, they complain about the littlest things. They don't even got to be, it can be something like get their birthday. I don't understand why you man bad so much. You man bad. It ain't our problem. Yeah, you know, you and your situation. Now, you can't be man-bashing.
I'm not man-bashing at all.
Yeah, because it's like you always got a problem with the male gender. You never say
wrong. I do equally. I say men
no,
do this,
don't.
And I say
oh,
women
no,
do
no.
this.
But
equally.
It always
got
out men do
because it's always the man first. Damn it.
So we don't do that wrong. We just sit back and listen to y'all.
Whatever.
I
don't want to hear that idea.
I mean, is it just in your situation or, you know, I mean, like, really?
I'm ignoring y'all. Anyway, Miss Delicious wants to say a poem, so we are going to listen to her. Let me cut the music. Cut the music. People, be quiet. Hush, don't say nothing. But Miss Delicious wants to say a poem, so go ahead. We feeling a little artistic this evening. Go ahead, Miss Delicious.
Okay.
All right, the name of my poem is called Life. Pain, love, joy is all I feel. I struggle and try to keep it real, trying to hold back the real feelings that are really inside. The real me tries to hide from the pain and the pouring rain and the endless blame of shame. Hiding my face to stay sane from the world of growing pain. I try to get away in my mind, but the world finds me every time. I turn one corner to find hate and crime. I turn another corner to find black-on-black gun crime. Down the street, a young boy tries to shine, but the block has another thing in mind, to ruin their minds and make a money a treasure for them to find. But all they find is jail time and hurt, trying not to go berserk, thinking that they're in the world but feel alone. But all they want to do is come home. Alone, a woman struggles to take care of her kids, living on public assistance that barely gets her by. All she do is cry, thinking that she's in the world but... Sorry, wrong line. All she do is cry, thinking that she didn't make him on her own. This deadbeat, low-down scoundrel have left her alone to another woman where he takes care of her kids and act like the kids that he has is not even his. The world is filled with pain, love, and joy, but you have to hold on because you're in the world alone. You came in the world alone. You are leaving alone. So hold on in the storm of life. All you got to do is fight, and everything will be all right. Life.
Okay. All right,
that's good. But
my thing is, why you man bashing? Why you man bashing? There you go again, y'all man bashing.
I'm not man bashing.
Here you go.
Yeah, you talking about this scandalous man left you all alone. What did you do wrong? You didn't put that in there. Yeah.
It was just a poem about things that women go through.
But
I'm
that's what I'm saying. Y'all don't never say what y'all did wrong for him to leave you alone.
Oh, my goodness.
I'm going to freestyle right now. I'm going to freestyle because I don't got no poetry on hand.
Can we get a caller?
We don't got no caller. I'm going to freestyle for y'all. And then they're going to call in. You know what?
I told you we had a caller.
y'all don't want to hear me freestyle. That's trifling. We gotta call in something to see what they want to say. Here we go. So, all radio, who's this? Where are you calling from?
This is Destiny from North Carolina.
What's up?
Hey, Destiny from North Carolina.
Can you please get on with the show?
Listen, can I do my poem?
Hell no. Hey.
That's what I'm talking about. We need more callers.
You know what, Mr. Son, I agree with you. These women, they just do not see what they do wrong sometimes, and they always blame it on the man. It's not sometimes all the man's fault. Sometimes you need to step back and look at what you're doing. I'm not saying that it's all you, because sometimes it is him. Sometimes a man can be selfish, and he don't see that. A woman tells you exactly what she wants. She's just not going to tell you straight out what it is. You have to be, if you're open and you're listening to her, you hear it. You see it. By the way she acts, by the things that she do, you already know, you just choose to ignore it. But at the same time,
Okay. Don't
act like a man is not telling you what he wants, because he is. You just not opening up because you so caught up in your feelings. Like my boyfriend cousin said, get out your feelings. Get out your feelings. And what you need to do is step back, look at each other, observe your relationship, and look and see, what is it that I'm not doing to make him happy? What is it that
exactly.
I'm not doing to make her happy? Come in the middle, compromise. communication. It's about compromise. It's about being on the same level. If you're not on the same level, it's not going to go well. And if your foundation is messed up, it's not going to go well. So, can we please stop doing poems and get on with the show? Thank you. That's all I got to say. Good night, people.
You know what? All right, y'all want to hear my poem?
We got
next
another
week,
caller.
I got y'all, though.
We
don't got no damn caller. Next week, I got y'all. I got y'all next week. Okay. It's gonna be on. Another thing that I think that the reason why people have, you know, couples have arguments so much is because she says too much and he says too little. When a woman feels stressed,
don't nag.
And it's not nagging. She's venting. She wants to vent to you. She needs to vent to you. And
no.
In fact, she often, when she's venting, she will verbally recall every single horrific detail about her job, overwhelming schedule, her family, things you used to do, he always, or you always saying this, or you always acting that way, is because she's venting. It doesn't mean that she wants you to fix the problem, or she wants to, you know, keep nagging or whatever. It's just that sometimes women need to vent. Sometimes women just need to say it because they hold it in so much that it's kind of like, all right, it's time to let it out.
But my thing is, why do women seem like they got to tell everybody their problems? I mean, it could be somebody you barely know. I mean, you just tell them everything. It's like,
and
you
what I think it is that it's a fresh. It's a fresh pair of eyes. It's somebody who doesn't know the situation, somebody who doesn't know you from a can of paint or me from a can of paint, and they could give us.
But why tell somebody your business?
Just like when
you
they
don't
go to
even
counseling.
Know this person. Why would you tell them your business?
But just like when you go to counseling or therapy, you go to somebody who doesn't know anything about you, and you tell them your problems. You tell them your business.
Yeah,
and they are there to be the mediator.
Law,
they are there.
Tell nobody. You telling somebody out on the street. That's what I'm talking about.
That's different. I don't know. I guess it, for me, because I've done it before where I've told this random-ass person something, and it definitely came back and bit me in the ass, but it was kind of like just something, especially when you have, like, you know, a connection with someone as far as communication. You feel like you could talk to them about anything. And you come to them and you say, you know, you're just talking, you're having a conversation, and it just comes out. It's not that we intentionally, like, oh, I'm going to tell her my business. Or I'm going to tell him my business. It's just that you have that comfort level. You're comfortable with this person. You're able to talk to them and tell them how you're feeling or what you're thinking.
How are you comfortable
you know,
with somebody you don't even know? And you don't know if they're going to put your business out in the street. You don't know what they're going to do.
That's a risk. That's a risk that people take every day. Sometimes you might not know what somebody is going to do. But you like me, I think that people... For me, when I tell somebody something, I think that they're going to do the right thing and keep it to themselves.
Bullshit.
Whether they
Bullshit.
Go back and tell somebody else, I really can't say. You know, I really can't say, oh, they're not going to do that, or yes, they're going to do it. I just have to put my trust in it and say, you know what, they might go back and tell this person, but I'm going to tell them anyway. And
well,
let's hope that they don't.
Yeah, because you might talk to a person that you do know, and they might go back and tell someone, but
exactly.
You tell to someone that don't know you, they don't know nobody you know, so it don't matter. I mean, basically, don't tell. This is my, I'm not going to say my anthem, but I believe this. I will not tell anyone anything that I wouldn't mind seeing on the news.
if you can't see it on the news for the whole world to see, don't tell anyone.
And that's my thing. I'm an open person. I don't care. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
I can tell you.
I don't care. This is my life.
I can tell anything. It doesn't bother me.
You don't know who that person. You okay? Just say if you tell that person something, right? And then it's like you don't know if you might run into that person might run into that person, and they sit there and they tell you, they be like, oh, guess what? Somebody told me such about this person, and you like, well, damn, I think that was me. And then you go back to that person and you think everything all good, but then that person looks at you like, well, damn, you run your mouth.
Exactly. That's so stupid,
so
though. It's kind of like,
damn, that's somebody that, you know, that supposed had trusted me, and I went back and told this person, but now that person don't even fuck with me no more just because I took a chance to, you know, open my mouth.
I guess, but I feel like this. With me, I'm a very open person anyway, so I really don't care. I mean, if you tell me something, you say, listen, don't tell nobody, then I'm definitely going to keep that between me and you. But I'm serious. I'm so serious. If it's something serious, I'm definitely... See, like, when I tell my sister something, like, if my mom tell me something and I go and tell my sister, I'm ready for her to go back and say, well, mom, da-da-da-da-da, because she does that. I'm just like, why would you tell? I told her not to tell you. She told me not to tell
nobody. Well, you know brothers and sisters going to do that anyway, because they're going to want to find out.
Exactly. But I'm just like, you know,
about,
I'm the type of person,
I'm
don't
care.
I'm
talking about people you don't know.
I guess. I just don't care. That's my thing. I'm just like, you know, whatever. I'm like, whatever. You know what I mean? Like, if it's meant for you to find out, then it's meant for you to find out. You know, me keeping it to myself or me hiding it behind, you know, everything, it's not going to keep you from finding out. I'm just saying. But we're going to get into the business spotlight with Miss Delicious. Woo! I'm telling y'all, I'm going to get my hand clap together. But we're going to get into the business spot with Miss Delicious. So y'all keep listening. We about to jump right into it.
If you know exactly what I want to do, then I'm going to get a business to you.
What's up, what's up, what's up? You already know this is Miss Delicious, and tonight I will be giving you what? The business spotlight, that is. So tonight, we're going to be talking about marketing and picking a great location for your business if you are deciding to open a new business. First, I'm going to start off with the business quote of the day, and that is, whatever you fear most has no power. It is your fear that has the power. That quote is by Oprah Winfrey, and I love, love reading quotes by her because she's a very strong woman, and she's a businesswoman, so I really... follow behind a lot of things that she say. I feel that if you do allow fear to come in, it will overpower a lot of things, and nothing that you want will actually, you know, nothing will come into play because of fear. So with that being said, I'm going to get into a little music. So stay right there and don't go anywhere, and I'll be right back with more Business Spotlight.
Diamonds in the light, how a diamond sparkles bright, as the shadow crosses mine.
Yo, what's up, what's up, what's up? Miss Delicious is back with Business Spotlight. So let's just jump right into things. I'm going to tell you guys about different ways to market your business. And also, if you have any questions about business or, you know, great ways to market your business, anything you want to ask about that pertains to business, you can call in and ask questions if you would like. But anyway, let's jump right into this. There are a lot of great effective ways to market your business. A lot of businesses are using social media right now to do a lot of marketing, like Facebook, of course. I mean, I feel like this, if big corporations is doing it, it's great for a small business to do it. You see places like Walmart, Target, Kohl's, I mean, just everyone, basically. You see big companies marketing on social media, it's a great, you know, thing to do. The next way, you can do press releases and send them to your local news stations. If you are a new business having a grand opening, that is very effective. Sending those press releases over can get free publicity for you, having a news crew come out and witness your grand opening. You can send invitations out to the mayor and the different people that are in your local government or whatever to come out, because they will. You send an invitation, they'll be there. Another great way is YouTube. I mean, if you are a hairstylist or you do something that you can teach people, YouTube is great because you can give people tips and also refer them to your website or your business for more help or even obtaining products to help them get the look that they want. But the number one way that everybody knows is word of mouth. It's free, it's great. As long as you're doing good business, hey, word of mouth is great. But if you're doing bad business, word of mouth could kill your business. So we will always say, do great business. You know, another great way is TV advertisement. It's expensive, but it's great. Everyone gets to see it. It runs all day long if you want it to. If you got money like that, it's great. Flyers can be put out to all different businesses. Put them in anybody's counter. You can put posters up on walls. Magazine ads are good as well, because you can get a lot of your advertising in people's hands, so that's really great. Marketing is very important for your business, because the more a person see your name, the more likely they are to come into your business. Because if you look at TV, you see Walmart all day long, all day long. Walmart wants to stay in your mind, so that's what you have to do. You have to make your business the same way. It's in their mind all the time. They're going to come and spend money with you. Excuse me. Another great part about business is the location. Finding a great location is vital to your business. So a great way to find a good location, I feel, is by doing a survey. Survey the area. Go into the community. Ask the people in the community what do they feel like the area is missing. You know, if you're on their list, then, hey, that's great. You know, if you're not on their list, ask them if you open this type of business, do they feel like they would come and spend money with this business. After that, I would say just every day come up to that area, see how the traffic is in that area, and really survey it, because you never want to just jump and go to a location and find out it's bad. You will spend so many thousands of dollars and lose it for nothing. So this is the Business Spotlight with Ms. Delicious. And if you have any questions or comments, please write them down. Call in next week and I'll answer them for you. And again, thank you for joining me. This is...
business to you. I
All right, you guys, that was Miss Delicious with the Business Spotlight for tonight. I definitely learned something. A lot of different ways you can do to market your business, which I think is great. Absolutely, positively, amazing, yeah. I'm going to get into this song by Taylor Swift. I'm really, you know, not a big fan of Taylor Swift, but I really like this song. And I heard it on the radio when I was at work, and I was like, God, this is a nice song. So I'm going to play it, Taylor Swift. And when we come back, we're going to get into the relaxation moment with your girl, Miss Princess Jazzy. So make sure you guys stay tuned. Don't go nowhere. And as she said, you can call in, comments, questions, concerns. The number is 646-478-3599. So definitely stay tuned, and we'll be right back.
Broke up the first time, saying this is it, I've had enough. Cause like we haven't seen each other in a month. When you said you needed space, what? Then you come around again and say, baby, I miss you and I swear I'm gonna change. Trust me, remember how that lasted for a day. I say I hate you, we break up, you call me, I love you. I'm really gonna miss you picking fights, and me falling for it, screaming that I'm right. And you would hide away and find your peace of mind with some indie record that's much cooler than mine.
Guys, we are in the bed. So definitely get comfortable, relax, take a seat as the least fear. Our soul sheds a tear. A new day is born as we are reborn. May our hearts be at peace as we heal and release. May your love and compassion grow. You are more loved than you know, by Brad Austin. Definitely, you guys, get comfortable as you settle into your relaxation pose. Relax the weight of your body.
Get comfortable. Get relaxed. Notice how the body makes contact with the support of the floor or the chair, whatever it is that you're sitting in right now. Relax the back of your leg, the back of your hip, your lower back, your middle back, your upper back. Relax the back of your shoulder, back of your arm, back of your neck, the back of your head. Make any adjustments you need to relax the body, the ground, or the floor, or the chair, whatever it is that could fit your leg. Relax to the support of it. Relax the muscles of your face. Relax your eyes, your forehead. Relax your temple and cheek. Relax your mouth and jaw. Relax your whole face. Relax. Get comfortable. Get comfortable and relax. Don't think about anything. Be comfortable. Place your hands on your stomach. Feel the rise and fall of your stomach as you breathe. Notice each inhalation as it enters the body and each exhalation as it exits the body. Let your breathing be soft, full, and easy. No effort. Let the body be breathed. As you inhale, say silently in your mind, let. As you exhale, silently say go. Inhale, let. Exhale, go. Continue to observe the breath, letting the body sink deeper and deeper into relaxation. Let your arms rest by your side as you exhale. Make a small softness with each hand as you inhale. Relax the fist and let your hands remain softly curled and relax. Let the body sink deeper and deeper into the support of the floor or the bed or the chair. Now bring your awareness to your feet. Feel the soles of your feet and all 10 toes. Imagine that you can inhale and exhale through the soles of your feet. Imagine the breath entering the body through the soles of your feet and exiting the body through the soles of your feet. Inhale. Exhale. Now let your mind relax deeper below awareness of the breath. Let the mind relax below the level of concentration on anything, including the breath. Let the body and mind let go. Let go completely. Just relax. Take your time and relax. Get comfortable. And relax. Don't think about anything. Just focus on being relaxed. Let yourself go. Just enjoy the moment. Notice your breathing. Notice each inhalation as it enters the body and each exhalation as it exits the body. Bring your hands back to your stomach and feel the stomach rise and fall. Let your breathing be soft, full, and easy. Notice the whole body. Notice the whole body supporting where you are sitting. Notice how easy it is to be in your body in this moment, feeling fully supported in this pose and in all areas of life. relax. Concentrate on being relaxed. Breathing easy, breathing slowly. That feels good, right? Just relax. Empty your mind. When you're ready to begin moving back out of relaxation, gently move the fingers and toes. Let some sensation spread into the hands and the feet. Stretch or move in any way that feels good. Then roll on to your right side and rest there. Breathe easily. Just relax. Make the best of feeling relaxed as you feel. Enjoy it. Thank you guys so much for tuning in to the relaxation moment with girl, Miss Princess Jazzy. And of course, I'm here every Wednesday. And I'm definitely going to keep giving you guys good tips on how to relax yourself on the go, especially because I know, you know, people don't have a lot of time to sit and do things that they want to do. So this is just for the go when you're in the car or you're sitting there and you're working or you're at work. Just take a few moments to just relax your mind. And trust me, it will do a lot of good, I promise. But definitely stay tuned. We're going to get into some music, some Prince Stamina. So definitely stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Y'all already know what it is. Hey.
I want
to stem of the music. You did. Riches and royalty. And that's just y'all to know.
If I could take it to my crib so I could show you things that I know you never did. Baby, y'all agreed, I wanna see you strip. Cause you a couple dollars depending who I'm with. But if you got some tricks and you can make a split, then I'ma throw it at you and I'ma make a stick. Cause y'all do the shit, so baby, what's your name? I ain't no lame, so this ain't no game. The coke bottle frame, so they use that dame. Tell me, what would you do for a piece of that chain? Cause that mini skirt suits you well. I wanna get you back to my hotel. And if you got a man, the baby, oh well. All I can do is promise you that I won't fail. Movie. You can ask my team, so let me clear the stage so we can cut the scene. Shawty, let me show you what it is I mean. You can be the student and I can be the dean. Girl, you got some goodies with a matching theme. And I love the way you fitting in the jeans. I wanna hear you scream, girl, it's like that. Want you to drop it low and throw it right back. I'm bringing back up and nigga Mac Tech. And if you do it right, I throw you fast steps. And if you like that, then get up on the flow. Lanes make it rain, but I make it snow. Girl, I got you covered from head to toe. All you gotta do is let me know.
It's my chance to cover.
see what it is, what's up. Yeah. Shout it, Santa, she want a thug. No questions asked, MG enough. So if you're choosing me, then I'ma beat it up. Trying to get to know with a little love. Yeah. What it is, you gotta bend that cup. Cause
you got me feeling right. I wanna get you to my hotel.
It's cost you a couple dollars.
Wanna get you back to my hotel.
Can I take you back to the hotel?
No,
I'm trying to find out. Let's go.
All right, you guys, we are back, and that was Prince Stamina with I Won't Tell. I love that song. I was saying, it always makes me dance. Definitely, definitely love that song. Are you guys having fun so far? Everybody's good?
Yes, yes.
Having fun. We're having great conversation. Absolutely. I'm excited. I don't know why, but I'm excited. I'm happy
tonight.
You get relaxed. Look, I'm ready to go to sleep now.
I think you stressed me out.
We stressed you out?
Yeah.
How? I was trying to relax you.
You stressed me.
Oh, Lord. I'm going to have to do better. Have to do better.
Just don't do no poetry.
Okay, you know what? Stop playing. I'm about to do a poem right now.
We got a caller.
No, we don't got a damn caller. I'm going to do my poem. Okay, this is my first poem that I wrote.
This is Mike from Philadelphia.
Whatever, I'm going to turn off the music for this because this is the first poem I ever wrote. It's so awesome, you guys. The first time I won my first award with this poem, and it was published in a poetry book. So
you were in kindergarten.
This is my poem. I was 10 years old.
She in kindergarten. She was 10 in kindergarten.
I was 10 years old. I don't know what grade I was in. But I was 10 years old, and this is my first poem. And I remember it by heart. Okay. Oh, hell, I don't remember. Hold on, I got to get it together. Do I remember it? Wow, that's crazy.
Don't
I was just saying, it was just in my head like 5 minutes ago.
You don't remember.
That is crazy that I cannot remember.
You don't remember.
That's crazy. I'm sad now.
Don't
remember. I ain't happy no more. Hey.
You don't remember.
Would you stop saying that? Because if you say that, I'm not going to remember. You just don't want me to say it.
You don't remember.
I got y'all next week. Next week, I'm going to have my poem in hand. Yeah. It's going to be ready.
She going to go through all her papers back to when
exactly.
She was in.
Exactly. Yeah. I'm going to find it. I'm going to look through all my paperwork, and I'm going to find the poem. It was the first poem it was a haiku poem. It was the first poem
but
I ever wrote.
If you still got that paper, I'm going to call the people and tell them you're a
hoarder. I do still have that paper. I'm playing.
You're a hoarder.
Not a hoarder. I actually am. I might be because I keep all my papers, and it's crazy. I never throw anything away.
You're going to be on that
all
show.
All my papers. Intervention. I'm going to be on intervention. Y'all come in and be like, she just has so much papers.
So sweet.
She, I don't know what's wrong with her. She just has a lot of paperwork.
It's like, nothing is wrong with me, damn it. I cannot believe, I cannot remember that. That is crazy. Everybody's spitting out their poetry, and I can't even remember mine.
It says how to.
It's a haiku poem.
Oh, I thought you said how to. I'm so sorry about that.
No, it's a haiku poem. And it was, it's like three lines, and I can't even remember three lines. That is so sad.
Wow.
And you want a reward on three lines?
Yeah.
That was the tightest three lines in the world.
It was the hottest three lines ever. You need to stop playing on me. Y'all need to stop sleeping on me. Like,
It was kindergarten. Now you had a big old yellow pencil.
You need to cut it out. We did not have no big pencil. Whatever. Y'all need to stop playing. I'm going to remember this poem before we get done with this show. We got 5 minutes. I'm going to remember this. I am. It's a prime time. What you doing? You just quiet. Not saying nothing. He don't want to talk to us, you guys. It's cool, though.
No.
He don't want to talk to us. Nah. Don't come in now. Don't try to talk. Don't try to be all. Nah. I'm done with you. He don't want to talk to us. It's cool. I'm trying to remember this freaking poem, because I really do want to say it for you guys. It's hot. Don't sleep on me.
Yeah.
So prime time, what you up to? What you doing? We so quiet. You ain't been saying nothing. I'm feeling some type of way about this.
Oh, you feeling some type of way? You can't remember three lines?
What's up? You shut up. You don't talk about my you don't talk about my situation. I'm talking about your situation. I'm trying to take the heat off of me and move it towards you.
Nah. Maybe what you need to do, get you one of them big pencils before
shut
the show
up.
Over with, and then you can remember.
Whatever. I'm going to remember this. I'm going to have some poetry for y'all next week. Y'all going to be like, God, this just keep on going. I'm going to keep going.
What kind of poem is it? Inspirational?
I have inspirational. I have sex. I have love. I have lust.
See, there you go.
I have all types of poems.
She mean to start off my sex poetry.
Exactly. Because you know what? I'm not gonna even say I hate to say this, but sex is my signature. You know how everybody has signatures? Sex is my signature. Whether it be the way that I talk, the way that I walk, the way that I do things, it's just a sexual vibe that I give off. And a lot of people say it. I don't know why, you know, but I just have that it. Thing. I don't know.
That it thing? Oh, okay.
That it thing.
Would you mind sharing it with all of us?
Huh?
Would you mind sharing that it thing with all of us?
It's just I have this way about myself that gives off that vibe, that sexual vibe, even when I'm not trying to do it. I just give it off. I mean, Mr. Primetime, like, you know me, so, I mean, let's be real. Don't I give off that vibe, though? Like, honestly, no matter what I do, I give off that sex vibe.
Oh, man.
You know
I'm
what? You trifling, because I... You trifling, because I'm trying to ask for your input, and you ain't saying nothing.
I'm not going to touch that conversation.
Why?
Sexy K, Mr. Goodness, somebody.
No.
I'm just saying, even them, they know me, and I do. I give off that sex. I give off sex. I can't help it. It is what it is. It's not a bad thing.
Okay,
sometimes.
What is your three lines? What is your three lines?
I can't remember.
Okay, well, rap it or sing it, something.
I can't remember the damn lines. I'm a rapper.
Okay, well, how about this? How about you get them a little snippet of that All I Ask joint that you're supposed to be working on?
How about no? Because it's the end of the show. Yay!
Hey, somebody call in.
It's time to go home.
Get this snippet.
Time to go to bed. Thank you guys so much for calling in and tuning in to Sell All Radio. Once again, this is your girl, Princess Jazzy, and you got the team. We got Mr. Prime Time, Mr. Vicious, Ms. Sexy K, and Mr. Goodness every Wednesday from 9 until 11 p.m. Make sure you guys call in and kick it with us, definitely. So we'll see y'all next week. All right? Peace.
Sell out. Yo, yo, Princess Jazzy, Princess Sexy K,
Sexy,
Mr. Sensation, Mr. Yo, hey, and Mr. Goodly, it's on.